mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into the second hour, 16th day of March, Hope 5. I'm Alex Jones. Riding a shotgun with us for the broadcast today is Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, two of my great websites. And we've got Jim Rothstein, who is a New York detective and at the highest levels of state government investigating the government-run white slavery rings. But every time he was about to bust high-level people, he was told to stop it. That's coming up. Right now, Paul, let's go ahead and get to some of these calls that have been holding for eons. John in Alaska, and then Robert in Colorado. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
I have a comment and a question. I find it interesting that I was in a shower this morning listening to a presidential press conference on UPN Network News, and the president was explaining why Iran now needs to develop democracy. What he wasn't saying was he was trying to develop a pretext to go invade Iran now. And he says, oh, by the way, yeah, we're a country that doesn't believe in torture. You know, he just made that little bit of a slur right there. Oh, by the way, we don't believe in torturing our people.
Saying that Iran does it, well, saying Saddam did it when our government trained him and helped him do it and helped build the camps, and then our troops moved back into the camps that our government helped build.
Yeah, and our lovely President Xavier Bush, according to UPN Network News, reportedly said this in a press conference this morning that he held. And
he just flippantly added that.
Yeah, he did. He did. I heard it come out of his own mouth. And, I have a question to add to all this. A friend of mine and I were talking, and we were going over all the Rush Limbaughs, and we were going over your show and all the other shows that we listen to and government scandals and all this. And he said, well, why don't we just start a civil war? And, it's not happening peacefully, so we might as well bear arms and all that. Well, what would you say to the average listener out there that's getting in on this so that we won't get that one nutball out there that goes and...
I'm not for violence offensively. Look, we have a right to defend ourselves, but the globalists have to create violence and then blame it on patriots. The last thing we want is to play into what they're doing. Now, if the government starts trying to do mass arrests and really tries to turn the heat up, you've got to defend yourself.
Right.
Paul,
just wanted to hear it from you.
Sure. Paul, you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, it's more of a waiting game. I mean, Gandhi kicked the British out of India by playing the waiting game. You know, he said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Which reminds me of what Popular Mechanics did, as we had an article up about that the other day. So it's a waiting
game. Say that again, because it's true.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. You make them get desperate, and that's how you
win. Every time they crack our skulls, every time they do mean stuff, they just look worse and worse. We're winning, by the way. I'm here to tell you, John, we are winning.
Why can't we do things like boycott CSI and all these other shows and television?
Hey, I totally agree. Listen, boycott television predominantly. The TV.
Well, I don't watch television.
The TV should be locked up and roll it out occasionally. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with watching an occasional football game, but it should be a special treat, and you shouldn't just watch it 4 hours a night.
I think it's interesting when you got kids that are raised on MTV and over half of the marriages end in divorce, that kind of thing, and no wonder,
Yeah, people are supposed to be interfacing, talking, going on walks, working in the garden, fixing the house, cleaning out the closet. I mean, we're not fulfilled sitting there watching television. We're supposed to be fishing and playing golf and going to the Little League game, not sucking our thumbs watching television.
Or what about the violence in Nintendo games? I mean,
I hear you.
Internet.
Thanks for the call. We'll be back. We got a guest coming up and your calls as well. It's going to be a jam-packed broadcast. We got an hour and 55 minutes left, so stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The New World Order controllers need us to at least share part of their mindset. That's why they're selling us that torture and secret arrest is good. That's why they're telling us that getting rid of the Bill of Rights is wonderful. That's why they tell us that, oh, good peace officers wear black helmets and black masks and drive big black armored vehicles, and we build lots of prisons with barbed wire all over them for you because we want to keep you safe. Last hour we talked about USA Today and the New York Times lauding the show 24 on Fox, just one of scores that promote torture, and we're on these shows. They torture children, and people torture their children. And torturing the people, even in some cases to death, is good. They have shows in England, like Spooks, that we've covered here and played clips of, where they torture an 8-year-old girl to make the father answer questions. And they're lauded, the agents are, for torturing the children. So to show you how warped the elite is, I mean, just look at what they're promoting through their own programs, and then the government in the real world says, yes, we're torturing children at Abu Ghraib and other places around the world to, quote, make suspected terrorists talk. And then when you see the images of torture, they slap on the wrist their minions that follow the orders. We get the White House orders, and Gonzalez gets up and never apologizes and says, yeah, we're above the law. Yeah, we can torture somebody until the point they die, and if we didn't mean to kill them, it's not torture. Torturing people to death is okay. That's the memo. That's what's happening, but notice they don't go to jail. No, they just expand on it and promote it and push it. And if you feel safe with a Joseph Mengele-style government that'll torture you, you got a very serious problem, folks. This will not keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. So I wanted to bring that back up again. We have Paul Watson, our contributor, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, riding shotgun with us. And we've got Jim Rothstein, who was a highly decorated New York detective, was on the governor's board investigating all this horrible stuff that I don't like talking about but has to be discussed. We're talking about kidnapping of children, pedophilia, government-run white slavery rings. And the UN's been caught doing it in every country they're in. I mean, industrialized, 200,000 women and children kidnapped by Dime Corps, put on aircraft, taken out of the country to Malaysia, to Saudi Arabia, to Israel. I mean, this is massive, folks. This is huge. And it's not as big here in the U.S. as it is overseas. Where they have these police states, it's rampant. And that's why we're fighting this, so these sickos don't think that America is a happy hunting ground for them. We're in deep trouble, folks. Hell is being released upon the earth. Jim Rothstein, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We really see the serial killers that run the country and the government trying to go public and sell us on their mindset right now, Jim.
Yes, that's true. You'll see a lot of that.
Just for those that just joined us, you can talk about yourself better than I can. Tell us a little bit about Jim Rothstein and how you got involved.
Well, I was a detective with the New York City Police Department, and before I became a detective, about 68, 69, I was working as in a plainclothes assignment, and that's when I first got into it, when they were bringing the girls in from the Midwest for prostitution. And I started seeing a big movement of that, and I started following it and keeping records. And eventually they ended up killing a police officer, and that's how I got brought in, because I was the only one who was keeping records on it. And at that time there were thousands of young ladies from the Midwest brought into New York, Columbus, Ohio, and other places around the United States, and they would move these kids all over the country. Many of them disappeared. Some of them we never found again, and so that was really the
start. What was the average age of these underage girls?
Anywhere from 13 to 16, 17. That was usually when they picked them up. In fact, we had a place in Minnesota where they had a home for wayward girls, and we actually found that these pimps were going up there and picking the girls up and then putting them into the market. And eventually, though, we were able with, for once, the FBI is probably the only time I ever saw the FBI do an investigation totally, and we worked with the IRS, and we put 11 of the top 12 pimps in prison, and they got various times, but it basically broke this whole process.
But let's face it, they got in trouble because they killed a cop.
Well, that was what started it, and that's how I got into it, and eventually, years later, this was in the early 70s, and we were finally able
to... Well, do me a favor, Detective Rothstein. Describe how they killed this officer.
This police officer was making an arrest on a prostitute, and the pimp came up and stabbed him to death. And that's how that came about, and that really got everything going. And then I got put on a special squad to work this, and eventually I got a number of partners to work with me, and then we were able to convince the feds to get involved. And it was a dynamite case. For once, it shows that if police authorities do work together, there's nothing they can't stop.
Okay, now I heard you on Jack Blood's show last Friday. It was riveting. And I've since done some research and pulled up some news articles, Jim, that you were in. But now, you started really investigating after this, but you found an apartment full of all these children, including boys, and then it led up to some higher-level people. What would happen to you every time you got really to the heart of things?
Well, we got stopped, and what was interesting, once we were working on the girls' end of this, we got into the little boy network. And in this particular case, a guy by the name of Willie Dunn, one of the most notorious pedophile pimps in the country at that time, was in an apartment on West 45th Street. I don't know how many kids were in the apartment anymore, but there were quite a number. And technically, at that time, there was nothing we could do because there were no violations. Most of these kids that were in that apartment that day were around 15 years old. And at that point, I was a uniformed police officer, and I turned it over to the detectives, and then the case disappeared. And that was the way it was handled at the time. But years later, I ran into this guy a number of times, and at one point we actually arrested him where he had stolen a motorhome and was traveling around the country kidnapping, buying, and selling kids. And every time I'd put this guy in jail, somehow or other he'd walk again. We convicted him in Norfolk, Virginia, on an offshoot of this, so he's using stolen credit cards.
Now, I'm not calling for torturing somebody like that, but it's too bad he didn't fall down and hit his head.
Well, there was a lot of people that thought that at the time that would have been the proper thing to do, but I always had a belief that if you're as bad as they are,
no,
you can never...
No, you know what? I agree with you. As soon as you turn into them, this is how it happens. I want to bring Paul Watson in, who's riding shotgun with us, and then we'll continue with his story. Paul, do you have any questions for Detective Rothstein?
Well, yeah, just a comment, basically. We've got the archive on prisonplanet.com where this kind of mirrors the track record globally. I mean, cases from France, Portugal, Australia, Bosnia, Chile, Belgium. You have the same case where the involvement of high-level individuals, judges who are even involved in the cases themselves, politicians, heads of corporations, even TV personalities, are involved, and that's the point when the case gets shut down. They always seem to burn the handler and protect the clients, like Dutroux in Belgium with that big case of child prostitution. He was burned, but the judges, the politicians that were involved were completely protected.
Now, that was killing toddlers. That's a good point to bring up to Jim Rothstein. A detective, and how many of these cases did it deal with really small children?
We didn't run into that too much. We did have information about things like that happening. And in one particular case, after I had retired, I was up in Maine, and two local priests came to me where a woman had been approached to sacrifice her. I guess the kid was about 3 months old, and they just happened to know that I had retired from the police department and came to me. So we know that this is actually happening in different parts of the country, and has been for many years. This was about 1988 when I was approached by them.
Well, it's unbelievable. And, of course, I'm sure you're familiar with John DeCamp. We had him on Monday, the senator.
Yes, I know him well, and he's doing a tremendous job. I hear he's not feeling good right now.
Yeah, he just had major surgery.
Yeah, but no, John is. I credit him for the years that he has worked on this, trying to expose it. And John has suffered a great toll by the fine work he has done. You don't work this stuff and not get hassled. This is what's strange. All the years I worked this, at the end, when I was retired from the police department, they tried to buy me, they tried to threaten me, they did everything. And there's other police officers, as myself, who the same thing happens to. And all the shows and stuff I do, I always say, why can't these police officers call in? We can give them the help they need. And I've said this many times, that build the mothers, force the husbands to do what they're supposed to. These children cases will continue going on and on. Only the people can stop this, and they have to put the heat on the government to make them stop it. And as you know from the shows you've done, that this leads right up to the highest people, not only in our country, state, and everything else. It goes into the international field, and it has to be stopped.
Now, what are we talking about, a year of really children that are really kidnapped by these people, a couple thousand?
Well, again, it goes into different things. If you consider the family abductions that take place, you know, where the husband and wife are fighting, or the relatives, and they take kids.
Yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of those.
Yeah, and then what we were at that time, now you got to remember this was in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, there were what we were able to pretty accurately describe, a minimum, there were at least 200 kids a year, up to 500. I don't know where it would be right now, but I'd say it's gone way up there by now, that have fallen into this group, you know, similar as Johnny Goss, Jacob Wetterling, and the list goes on and on. These are kids that end into a network, as John DeCamp had described in his investigation.
Well, get back, you mentioned orphanages. You mentioned, groups of children that have been taken by protective services, and then they end up in these people's hands. That's the MO we've got from a lot of mainstream news articles over the years that are in our files and posted in these sections on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Jim Rothstein, stay there. Paul Watson, stay with us. We'll continue exploring this when we get back.
to the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
Think how far we've fallen already. There's a lot further we can fall. My friends, think what we've turned into since our founding fathers founded this country. We're talking to Jim Rothstein, retired New York City detective. And, Jim, you were later even on a gubernatorial board investigating this, were you not?
Yes. In 1976, the governor of New York at the time, Kerry, appointed me to the New York State Select Committee on Crime and my partner, Matty Rosenthal. And we were assigned to look at what the effects this was having on society. And it was a very good intended program, and we were doing investigation. We were doing quite well in getting the things put together. We even had at one point where we brought in girls from all over the United States to testify in front of the full committee. And then when we started on the pedophile stuff with the males, we were shut down very quickly. We, in fact, at one point had gone for a wiretap order on one of the biggest call boy operations running in the United States at that time, which ran right into Washington, D.C. And at that time, Robert Morgenthau, the Manhattan prosecutor, district attorney, wouldn't give us the order. And then his office went in and raided it and took all the files, which is the important thing. Once you get the files, you know where it leads to. And we got stopped right after that, yes.
And so they went in to get the material to cover it up.
That's right. It was a full cover-up, and he's running for attorney general, not attorney general, for district attorney in New York this year. So if there's anybody in New York listening, there's a guy you got to get rid of.
Well, we have three affiliates in upstate New York, but...
this is Manhattan.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, we're not on in Manhattan, we wish. Now, look, Barney Frank, I mean, how many years ago was it? It was on the nightly news that there was an underage callboy ring being run out of his penthouse in D.C.?
Yes, we actually had gotten into that in the early 70s already with the connections to Washington. And
so Frank's name was coming up then?
Yes, and not only his name, but later on in the 70s, Shanley, the priest who was with NAMBLA, his name came up. You know, they just convicted him up there. And we tried to go after him, and at that point, you could do nothing to these people.
It's unbelievable, and with these priests getting busted, and thank God they are, it's not going high enough.
That's right, and we started an investigation. We, in 78, actually, is when we full bore went in to it with a priest by the name of Father Bruce Ritter, who had gotten a special dispensation from the church to clean this mess up. Well, what happened is he ended up being accused of being a pedophile himself to stop him, and that happened after I left the state of New York. Otherwise, they'd have never touched him. But he had been ordered by the church in 78 by John
Paul. Well, for those that just joined us, that was, what, in the mid-90s, the Barney Frank thing?
Yeah.
And it was admitted. He said, oh, I'm sorry, it's a mistake. I mean, a full-bore pedophile ring out of his... I mean, these people are above the law, Paul Watson.
Well, the thing that gets me about it is that we have all this evidence of government figures being involved in this. And yet then they'll go and legislate things like a certain amount of adopted children need to be adopted to homosexual couples when the facts are that, I mean, what is it, they're 300% more likely to abuse. And then another example is one of my relatives who works in the schools doing theatre productions. I don't know if this is the same case in America. But it is a criminal offence to have contact with the children. If they run up and try to hug you, then it is a criminal offence even to have contact with them. And this legislation is coming down from the same government who is involved in all this at these high levels. So again, it's total hypocrisy.
Jim, is that your experience?
Well, yes, and there's a whole scandal waiting to break yet, and not only in this country but around. Has to do with the schools. You're starting to see a few popping up here and there now where some teachers are being accused of going with the children. This is far bigger than anything that's come out yet. And then the second one is the social services where they place the children, the adoption stuff. As you saw, there's been some cases down in Florida and other places around the country. This is a real big scandal waiting to break.
There have been cases where in Oregon where the young 12-year-old girl is crying. She's been taken from the Christian family, given to lesbians, and then the lesbians openly beat the mother in front of police laughing on the courthouse steps. Then the girl escapes a month later in chains, running to the police department in chains. They give them back to the women, and the girl's never seen again.
Well, I haven't heard of that case, but there are a lot of these cases. And this goes back to when I was working at where one of my best informants had, in fact, been molested when he was in a home. And that's what got him into this underground.
Folks, it is such a nightmare. And it is there, it is breeding, it is growing. We must fight it. We've got a responsibility to defend the innocent. And the devil hates the innocent. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, we're talking to retired New York City Detective Jim Rothstein. He was even on the governor's commission investigating this decades ago. Jim, and I want to bring Paul Watson in here. We have giant sections on PrisonPlanet.com of mainstream AP, BBC, AFP, where they dig up a bunch of dead bodies of small children. They find women starving to death in cages, you know, in a government-controlled castle in France. Just over and over again, satanic killings linked back to the royal families. They dig dead bodies up in the Netherlands on the royal property. I mean, it's just massive. Italy, just it's going on everywhere. And you talked about the international connections. I mentioned earlier, DynCorp, the UN, they've all been caught. I mean, it's not even debatable. On just massive levels. Snuff films, just the pit of hell, and it seems to really be growing across the planet. Do you have any comments on that, Jim?
Yes, they have been going on, and it's escalating, but you never see, as I said before, a complete investigation. They'll go to a point, and then everything stops. And that's where our problem is coming in. But they have to do an investigation where they go right to the top, take it down, and prosecute these people. This would not be difficult to do. It would not be expensive compared to the amount of money we are paying now as a result of this, it would be pennies compared to that. And it can be done. We proved that back in the 70s when we ended the prostitution ring. It can be done.
Paul Watson, this is rampant in England, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, we hear the same cases. You know, which point to top-level MPs being involved in the same thing. The thing I mentioned earlier, I've got the article here, study finds disproportionate abuse by gays. A 6-year study of sexual abuse committed by foster parents in Illinois found a highly disproportionate percentage of the cases were homosexual in nature. About 1/3 were same-sex, while estimates are that no more than 3% of people in the general population say they engage in homosexual acts. And then on the back of that, you get groups like NAMBLA tagging itself onto the gay rights movement, saying that consensual sex with children should be legalized in the same breath.
Well, we had the American Psychological Association, founded by Dr. Ewing Cameron, who was convicted for running a giant CIA child kidnapping ring where they would brainwash children. Folks, that's like on the History Channel now. This is admitted. None of this is debatable. We only talk about the facts here. This is true. The American Psychological Association in 2000, and remember Dr. Laura got in trouble for saying it was wrong, put out their yearly report and said pedophilia doesn't exist, and by the way, it's good for children. It's good for children. I mean, folks, this is big. This is at the highest levels. They're now coming out with what they want to do. Paul?
Yeah, and I mean, then we've had articles, I believe, out of Oregon, as you mentioned earlier, and other places where the people appointed into positions in social services have past convictions of paedophilia and child abuse, and these are the people allocating these adopted kids to homosexual parents. So, and it was something like 30,000 across the country had evidence of being involved in this in the past were appointed to social services. So how can that not be a directed program? It's despicable.
Well, it's like Florida. Remember the big controversy 2 years ago, over 3,000 children missing. Some were just off the list, but hundreds were being found dead or in prostitution or their heads chopped off. I'm talking about five-year-olds, folks. And it turned out the person running the entire database was a convicted top pedophile, and the number two under them was, too. That's, see, folks, how they operate? Let me get a comment from the detective, Mr. Rothstein.
Yes, and this is very true. We have let political correctness start affecting everything. And political correctness just cost a bunch of people their lives down in Atlanta, Georgia, as you can see, which is different than this. But the same thing is happening when it gets into this, where they let these people who are, first of all, pedophiles to start with, and put them in positions to run organizations and that, and they don't check on it because, number one, is protected from the top.
Unbelievable. It's just totally out of control. I want to take some calls from Bob and Travis and others here in just a few minutes for folks that have been holding patiently. But, Jim, how do we stop this? Or do you just see it getting worse and worse?
No, as I said before, it takes the people. Right now, if somebody truly wanted to stop this, any law enforcement agency in this country that would be willing to take this on could do it. But they would have to protect the officers and the prosecutors who are working on it, because the first thing that happens, they go after them. And they try to buy you, they threaten you, they do whatever they can to stop you.
And a lot of this, and by the way, I've had former government officials on whose job was hunting these people down overseas, and really they were operating, they later discovered, to go after the competition of the government-controlled rings, kind of like illegal drugs in this country. The government agents are just allowed to go after the competition, not after the main mafias, and it is just systemic across the board to have this going on.
Well, Alex, there's another very important issue here, and that is the extortion, the human compromise, the human stuff that goes with it. If you can compromise somebody as a pedophile, you have anything you want. Say, for instance, you had a politician and you were in a business that needed his support. You set him up with a kid, take the pictures, and you extort him. And that's what's happening in many of these cases. A lot of the cases I investigated ended up with big-time extortion. and it was used years ago to fight communism. That was a big toll that was taken by the use of children to compromise people in the great days of the communist fight.
Well, the globalists are masters at using these excuses to get people in their system, government agents, to go along with all of this evil. Now, also, a lot of this results in the torture and death of these children. You know, the American Psychological Association may say it's as wholesome as apple pie, but it's as rotten as a cesspit, ladies and gentlemen. But a lot of these children end up getting killed, don't they?
Yes, a lot of them end up. They just disappear. You'll never find them. Like I said, during the 70s, at one point, we had an intelligence system set up where we could locate almost every kid that fell into this network. And naturally, it never went anywhere because it was getting too powerful. We were able to penetrate almost anything. We had infiltrated the whole underground.
You say you learned of Frank, Barney Frank, decades before it popped up on the national news. Where did Frank first come up, the congressman?
Well, it came up in the general investigations we were doing with other politicians that came out of the White House at the time. And then when the thing with the kids happened, where they were roaming around the White House, that was no news. There were a lot of people that knew that that had been going on. And if you noticed, it got covered up. It never went anywhere. Nobody ever investigated it.
It showed up in the front pages of the Washington Times and a few other publications, but yeah, then nothing happened.
Nothing was ever done to investigate that. And we know full well that that tied directly back to what John DeCamp was doing in the Franklin cover-up investigation. And that's now coming out.
Let me ask you a question. Barney Frank said he made a mistake. He was sorry.
Yeah.
He's sorry he was running a pedophile ring out of his... I mean, folks, this is admitted. You can go to the microfiche, the library.
Yeah.
How did he not go to jail?
That's the big question. And that's where the whole problem starts. When they allow this to happen, and when you know crimes have been committed. For instance, the same thing happened with the church. And nobody can pick on me because I am a Catholic, and so they can't holler at me for picking on them. How can you violate that many children and nobody gets prosecuted? And there's something wrong.
Well, it's just unbelievable. And you know, folks, it's just like the New World Order and 9/11. I don't want to believe it, but when the facts are there, I mean, Frank admits it. I remember watching on the news, you know, underage call boy ring out of his house, and I didn't know. I was just letting these people use my house. But he lived there. And you just look at him on TV, I mean, he's a sack of pus. He is just a disgusting piece of garbage. You can just look at him. Ah!
Well, he's not the only one. There are many, many more. And that's why these investigations have a hard time going anywhere. And like I said, there was stuff used where they used this compromise. It's a fine art they've perfected. And we uncovered that from the early 70s on. And that was one of our biggest problems that stopped us from going ahead. And that's why when the governor appointed us, we thought we might have a chance to get something done, and as every other time, it got stopped. And that's why we need the people to get involved. We need shows like yours, more shows, you know, and just keep hammering this thing and calling these politicians up and asking them on the air, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Jim, Detective Rothstein, something else that came up was the finders. I mean, that was not debatable. Started out in Florida with a van load of little boys. And then it led back to this government operation. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was an intelligence operation. In fact, I was in Washington when that broke, where at that time, this was in the early 90s when that first started breaking, and there was a very good man by the name of Tom Strominski who was responsible for this. And at that point, there was going to be a bipartisan congressional investigation into all of that, and I even had to prepare a document outlining what it was. And before it could get going, it was shut down tighter than a drum. So it goes across party lines, and it covers everything. And it would have been that investigation would have been able to go to the top, but it got shut down. So it's not just at the state level.
Well, you, I mean, obviously have criminology, and I've just researched a lot of my own. The mindset of serial killers and abusers and sickos and sadists, they get in their own little groups, their own little societies, they correspond, and really we look at the New World Order, we look at Rome, we look at the Aztecs, we look at throughout history, elites go crazy, they get decadent, They get inbred, and they start doing this in every case in history. This is what this elite does, and we've got the same group in, and they're a bunch of people who don't have conscience, who are psychopaths. Is it any surprise that they're setting up their own kingdom of darkness right here in front of us? And now, Jim, you know, I mentioned all these TV shows where they show torturing children is good. I mean, do you see that as part of the master plan to condition us?
Well, yes. Like I said, when we did that investigation with the New York State Select Committee on Crime that time, we had the Policy Science Corporation as consultants, which was headed by Harold Laswell, who explained to us that this is exactly what happened in the history of the world and is happening again now. Probably one of the greatest cover-ups that ever took place in this country that involved all elements of this was the Son of Sam case. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where David Berkowitz...
Yeah, definite operation, yeah.
Yes, and as you know, Maury Terry wrote a book on it, which covered the whole thing, and to this date, nobody has ever investigated fully. I've been brought back to New York twice to look at this case, and both times when I get there, something happens and it's shut back down again. So we know it's still going on to this day. It's just spread out all over the country.
And they're getting more power.
Yes, and that's why we need the people. Only the people can stop this. If we had thousands of people calling their congressmen and saying and demanding, we want something done now. And when they do the investigation, don't hire the people who've been covering it up to do the investigating. Bring some people in that truly know what's happening in this field.
Well, it expands. I've got mainstream news articles about Janet Reno caught in the back of a car with an underage girl with vomit all over because Reno was on so many pills and booze. And then Reno's, you know, tastes are well known. And, I mean, it just expands out from there. Every time you, I mean, these people get caught all the time.
Oh, yes. Every day there's somebody nailed. And every day, and remember, when something's fixed, that means they owe somebody a favor again. And then it just, it's self-perpetuating. It just keeps going on and on. And that, again, that's why we have to do something and do it soon. It's just getting worse and worse every year.
I mean, Janet Reno with a 13-year-old girl covered in vomit. I mean, that's who we're dealing with, folks. Vomit-covered vermin. Ah!
Disgusting, isn't it?
I'm so sick of these. I'm telling you. Paul Watson comments.
Well, I mean, we can make no other conclusion than what we're facing is pure evil. And they push it through the culture as well. I mean, 7-year-old girls dressing as whores is seen as cool. They throw it in our faces. I mean, articles in Newsweek about how 11-year-old girls giving oral sex is seen as cool now from the peer pressure. And here in Britain, we have sex education classes at age 7. They're pushing it through the culture, through the schooling system, and it's despicable, and it's designed to warp people's mentalities into accepting this to the point where, via political correctness, you know, in 20 years, will paedophilia be on the same level of acceptability as homosexuality? It's getting that bad that we see...
Well, I predict in 20 years, people will be marrying their cockroaches.
Exactly.
No, I'm serious. They'll be, and people will, like, walk, you know, and they'll dress the cockroach up in a little groom's outfit. And but I'm not kidding. Jim?
I agree. It's getting unbelievable. All in political correctness. You know, we can't harm this, or we can't pick on them. Are we going to let our children for the next 2 generations go down the drain just because somebody who is totally decadent wants to get into society and put their evilness into all of us? I just cannot see that. And that's why the good people have to act up. It's like our show here today. You should have 50 calls, 100 calls waiting to get on the show. But it doesn't happen. The people just don't want to believe this stuff.
Oh, no, we have unlimited calls on this broadcast. In fact, let's speak of the devil. Let's go to one right now. Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Richard, or Jim.
Yes.
First of all, my hat's off to both of you for all you're doing. We
speak
need more
up for
people
me.
Like you. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My hat's off to both of you. We need more people like both of you. I have something that basically here, I live in a small town in Pennsylvania, Crawford County, and we had a judge that was here. basically, he got caught with pulling into a Holiday Inn one night with a underage girl. State police pulled over, and next day, the state police policeman didn't even have a job. This came from me. I worked as a steel worker and worked with a state constable there, and he told me this. And he said, if you ever say this, he said, I will deny it. Deny I told you this. Basically, the judge isn't with us anymore. He was eventually taken into so much stuff that he was told to stand down. And now he's, then he just died. So, but that's basically what I have to say. We have to stop these perverts, you know.
Well, they're more than just perverts.
Well, I understand.
They're demon-possessed soul eaters.
And I had a couple questions I
needed to ask. Stay there. We'll let you comment when we get back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to keep Jim Rothstein about 20 minutes into the next hour with Paul Watson. Then Paul's going to stay with us. We're going to cover news. Take your calls for the last 40 minutes. I know we have loaded phone lines. We have to go to callers quickly before I go back to our guests and your calls. My new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, is out. And we just get into the mainstream news articles for about 5 minutes in there about the gay porn stars and all that being shipped into the Bohemian Grove, mainstream news articles, and Arnold and his porno spreads and all the rest of it. I mean, this runs through everything. That's just the crust of this. That's the top. It just goes into a bottomless pit, ladies and gentlemen, into the most horrible things we can't even imagine. You need to get martial law, 911, rise of the police state. It covers so much. Go to Infowars.com to order a hard copy via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. You can watch the new films and all my films and much more with a subscription at PrisonPlanet.tv, so take action. Bob, real quick in Pennsylvania, finish up what you were saying, your question, because I got other callers.
Okay. Basically, one thing I wanted to say is I've been trying to call my congressman, Phil English, and anymore he doesn't respond to me telling me anything of what I want to ask him of, you know, different things that he's voted on. I hear nothing from them, and they won't give me any answers. Then also, one thing I wanted to ask you is, this will be real quick. It has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What day was Building 7 pulled, and how long after the second building did it fall?
It was like 5:30, 4:30 Central, and they blew it up. Thanks for the call.
On the same day?
Yes, sir, same day. Thanks for the call. Travis in Washington. Travis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Just a couple comments, Alex. I like your 9/11 film. I didn't get a review of it because I didn't see the link, and that goes to your webmaster there. I didn't see it off my Prison Planet TV website. No biggie. Good film. The communist guy was the best. He was so busy talking, he ignored anything you had to say, so I'd like to dub that guy as ignorant. I do have a question for Jim, though. He's still
sure,
there.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Jim, did they teach you in detective school that, according to our Constitution, unless you come against somebody's life, liberty, or property, you haven't committed a crime?
What was the, I didn't get the... Did they teach us that it wasn't a crime unless you did something against...
unless you come against somebody's life, liberty, or property?
No, no,
they didn't teach you that?
No, no.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's pretty odd. Anyway, your Reefer Madness film, Alex, I liked it. I liked it a lot. All the herbs were put in here by God to use for us for medicinal purposes. Any drug, I figure, is extracted from a plant and then played with by man, synthesized, whatever they do, making Prozac, Ritalin, all that stuff. That's my take on your Reefer Madness film. You did good commentary. I sat my dad in front of it yesterday. He's 80 years old, and he was sitting here watching it, and he enjoyed it. So
you're talking about the comments I did on Reefer Madness.
Yeah, that's great. Excellent commentary.
All right. Thank you for the call, Travis. Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Jim, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello, Paul, if you're still there.
Yep.
I wonder if James Traficant from Youngstown, who was thrown in jail, has come up on your radio on any of this. He came out before he was slapped with the charges he was slapped with and was talking about this place, some type of charm school in Youngstown where they were actually doing this type of activities.
Well, I don't remember Traficant in particular, but I had, during my investigations, a lot of my stuff led me to Ohio, especially Columbus, Ohio. And that was well known at that time that there were all types of things taking place in the state of Ohio.
And it's interesting, too. It's like, you know, you tell us to call these congressmen and senators, and a lot of those senators that we're going to be calling have pictures of them probably on file that they don't want to get out. And I believe that this is why things never change and they can't complete the agenda that they've started.
That's why we have to vote them out. Find out who they are and vote them out. Get somebody decent in them.
We'll be right back.